If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulitu Fupi on Kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Educor remains deregistered under the Department of Education. Educor is, of course, the company that owned a lot of, I think it was Varsity Colleges, if I'm not mistaken, but Google corrects us.
City Varsity.
City Varsity, yes. And they were deregistered midway through last year. So what's going on now?
Geesh, it's actually been an ongoing story and one that is critical, Sizwe. So you mentioned that they were deregistered. This was back in July of 2023, so actually quite some time ago. And this was largely on the back of the fact that the institution, Educor in itself, had actually failed to comply with the Higher Education Act in terms of submitting its annual financial statements and tax clearance certificates back in 2021 and 2022 to essentially state its financial viability. Now, you must recall that this actually caused a lot of concern and uproar from many students, staff, and parents who have their kids studying at City Varsity, Damlin City Campus, and the likes of Lucium College. Since then, from what we've understand, there's been a few developments, as well as some incorrect reporting that's been in the headlines. We're well aware that Educor Property in itself also faces 10 liquidation applications regarding loans that were allotted to a company by Nedbank, and essentially this has gone all the way up to the Durban High Court. We don't have any clarity just yet as to where the financial standing of the company or business still lies, but just over a week ago, there was a report in other media hit outlets, IOL in particular, who had spoken to the CEO of Educor and who had said that the company had been re-registered with the Department of Education. The Department of Higher Education has since come back to say, that's incorrect. What they did do is allow for some kind of humanitarian process and efficiencies to take place to allow for their staff and employees to receive some kind of payment, especially after calls were made towards the end of last year that they hadn't received their salaries, but also to minimize any panic that was caused regarding students who were looking to reapply at other institutions on the back of recognition of prior learning. So from what we understand, it's still deregistered. We still don't have any clarity in terms of their financial outcomes. And given that it's been just over 2 years, this does raise some concerns regarding the financial viability of the organization, but more so the impact that this largely has on students as well as staff at the institution.
Yeah, that's the saddest part. Students paid their money. They thought they were getting a recognized education. Turns out, well, not anymore, because now they're gone. Mm. So Trump 100%. Has been imposing tariffs on various countries. Mexico was one, Canada was another. And it seems that the next wave of these tariffs is coming.
100%. You might have heard Mfunda mention in the 7:30 news headlines that Trump is looking to impose 25% tariffs on oil that comes from Venezuela. Now, this also stems from a very political issue. Trump has essentially accused Venezuela of actually purposefully and deceitfully sending criminals to that particular country or to the United States, and essentially saying that they don't recognize Venezuela in terms of some of the humanitarian issues that they've failed to address. Now, if you look at the Biden administration, there was a time actually when Biden actually worked very solidly in terms of repairing the relationship with Venezuela, and as a result, saw that trade had increased primarily when it came to oil imports coming from Venezuela into the U.S. Trump, on the other hand, seems to be changing this. The market didn't react too strongly to that news headline, but what there is concern about is the fact that come April, we're going to witness what is described as the Dirty 15 trading list. Now, these are a series of countries that the United States has essentially identified, saying that they're looking to imply or apply 15% and upwards worth of tariffs, essentially saying that they provide trade imbalances with the United States as well as are depleting the country's economic performance. Countries like Ireland have been listed on this list. A few others that have also come up are largely those in Latin America, if you consider the likes of Venezuela and a few others. South Africa isn't on the list, so I guess that's a good and prominent feature, but we know we have our own challenges in terms of the AGOA agreement. So just when we thought that Trump would slow down in terms of the tariffs and trade war, does seem as though he's ramping this up. And if anything, I anticipate that we might see a few economies react and respond. Canada has already been first in line, being very bold about their stance towards this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a downward spiral for Trump and the U.S. economy. But yeah, we wish them the best. Tell us about the markets. What are we looking at?
100%. I actually just got excited thinking about how they're now paying for food on credit when it comes to takeaways. But that's a whole nother conversation and economic indicator. Dude. On the markets, though, 88,000. 985 points is where the JSE All Share Index will open up from. The dollar rand is trading at 18.23 to the US dollar. We had 23.56 to the pound sterling, and against the euro, now at 19.69.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Guletu Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.